Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 12, 1828, the Barbadian newspaper published the details of a pardon that was issued to a local cleric. According to J.T. Gilmore, Reverend William Marshall Hart had been, and quote, usher and catechist at Codrington College, rector at St. Joseph and of St. Lucy, curate of St. Mary's, proponent of religious instruction for enslaved people, end quote. However, Matthew Strickland indicates that on April 21, 1827, Reverend Hart was accused by the church warden John Poyer Griffith and the vestryman of the St. Lucy Parish Church of using, quote, his religious position to undermine the racial distinctions of Barbadian society, end quote. The Center for the Study of the Legacies of British Slavery contend in Reverend Hart's biography that the criminal charges leveled against him stemmed from, quote, the antipathy from planters for his campaigning for religious instruction, end quote. Gilmore asserts that he was, quote, prosecuted by the vestry of his parish for, among other things, comparing the white inhabitants of his parish to those of Sodom and Gomorrah, end quote. The Barbadian of August 14th and September 4th, 1827 revealed that the charges included, quote, not discharging his duties properly, of making comments about his parishioners from the pulpit, of absenting himself from the parish, resulting in people being buried without a funeral service, of having given certificates for confirmation to many colored and black persons who were wholly unworthy and unqualified for confirmation, of having improperly interfered with the management and discipline of the slaves, to the subversion of that proper feeling of respect which should ever be observed by slaves towards their masters, of having from the pulpit held up the white inhabitants to the contempt and derision of the slaves, and of suggesting to the slaves that they should have Saturdays for recreation, end quote. Reverend Hart defended himself in the press. However, he was found guilty by a jury and ordered to pay 1 shilling in the Court of Grand Sessions trial, which was convened on the 11th to the 14th of December, 1827. But according to this issue of the Barbadian, Reverend Hart was, quote, fully and unconditionally pardoned, restored, and forgiven, end quote, by His Majesty King George IV. Furthermore, the king instructed that, quote, all manner of fines, sentences, punishments, and penalties, end quote, should be remitted and forgiven. So, on this day, February 12, 1828, the Barbadian published the details of a pardon issued by the King of England to Reverend William Marshall Hart.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.